Good afternoon. The topic of my presentation is mediation effect of perceived behavioral control on intended content use, applicability of the theory of planned behavior in Moneyball in China. This study was supported by a research grant from MFA. Here is my research team. I have no relationship to disclose. Let me give you some background information about HIV/AIDS among MSN. The HIV epidemic among MSN is rapidly spreading in this risk population. The speed of HIV epidemic is far more fast among MSN than any other risk groups, for example, drug users and female sex workers. Based on our previous study conducted in China, we identified Moneyball as an important core transmitter group in the spread of HIV within and beyond MSN in China. Moneyball are male sex workers who sell sex to men who have sex with men. They not only sell sex to MSN, but also have sex with female partners, either regular female partners or non-regular female partners. We did a respondent-driven sampling among MSN in 2007. We used RDS approach to estimate the proportion of MSN who were money boys. The proportion was 9%. Because China is a huge country with density population, there are a lot of MSN. The 9% makes the number of male sex workers. There are a lot of male sex workers among MSN in China, in specific cities, for example, urban cities. So the number is very substantial. In order to curb HIV epidemic among MSN, the intervention must target the core transmitter group, Moneyballs. However, intervention needs to be driven by intervention theories. The objective of this study was to investigate the applicability of the theory of planned behavior to intended content use among Moneyball in China and to examine the mechanism through which the constructs of the theory influence MB's intention to use condoms. Here is the theory of planned behavior. Now, according to this theory, to perform a behavior is determined by the intention to perform that behavior. An intention to perform a behavior is a direct function of three determinants. An individual's attitude towards the behavior, for example, towards the condom use, subject norms regarding the behavior, that is the perceived social pressure to perform or not perform the behavior. The last one was perceived behavioral control, which refers to the perceived capacity of performing the behavior. Research have identified two mechanisms through which the three determinants operate to predict intention to perform a behavior. Now, the original theory holds that each of the three determinants independently predict the intention to perform a behavior. That is, the effect of the three determinants on the intention are addictive. So we call this is addictive mechanism. The second mechanism is that the perceived behavior control actually moderates the effects of attitudes on intention and moderate the effect of the subjective norm on the intention. So we use our data to see whether or not these two mechanisms apply to the Chinese money boys. If they are not applicable, what is the new mechanism? So we did a costing study in two urban cities in Shanghai and Shenzhen. The eligibility criteria included men who have assessment at the age of 18 to 45 years old and provide commercial sex to other men who have sex with men at a club for at least 1 month. Now, how did we measure the constructs of TPB? Negative attitudes towards condom use was measured in an 8-item scale. Now, here example. It is not necessary to use condom if you trust your partner. The subjective norm regarding condom use was measured by 4 items. Now, here example. What proportion of your gay friends believe that you should not use love as a basis to decide if you use a condom? The perceived behavior control was measured by 12 items. Now, here example, how likely is it that you could use condom even if your partner does not want to? Intention to use condom in the next two months was measured by 10 items. For example, how often will you use condom when you have anal sex with new partners in the following 2 weeks? And the reliability of the 3 measures was acceptable. Crime batch alpha is more than 0.7 for each of them. Now, here is the results. We interviewed 122 MBs at the 10 MB congregation club in the two cities. So about half sample were recruited from each of the two cities. The mean age of the subjects were 24 years old, and 58% of subjects had received a high school above education. The majority of MBs were single, 2/3 were full-time MBs. In other words, they just provide sex to other MSN, that is their job. And the condom use among MBs was low, 62% with their clients, I mean the consistent condom use, and 44% with their regular partners. Now, here is a correlation among the 4 constructs of TPB. And you can see here, the 4 constructs are highly correlated, and the correlations are statistical significance at that P level. We use linear regression model to predict intention to use condoms. So in the regression model, we treat intention to use condom as the dependent variable or outcome variable. Now, in the first model, we put 2 variables. The first one is attitudes, the second one is subjective norms. You can see that both attitudes and subjective norm were highly associated with intention to condom use. 19% of the variance could be explained by the model. However, when we add PBC, the perceived behavior control, into model 1, the associations of the first 2 variables was gone. Meaning, there was no additive effect of the 3 variables on the intention. In other words, the first mechanism, the additive mechanism, was not applicable in this risk group. Now, what about the second mechanism, the interaction mechanism? Then we create 2 interaction terms, attitudes with PBC and subjective norms with PBC. And you can see that the coefficients for the 2 interaction terms were extremely small. and they were also not statistically significant, meaning that there was no indirect effects of the two on the intended condom use. Therefore, the second mechanism could not be applied to this population. And there is a type of the coefficient for PPC is positive 0.39, that type of order. Now, then we create the fourth model. We use M plus software to model the interrelationship among the four variables. So it's called path analytical model. Now there are several fitness index over there. This number just tells you that the goodness of fit of the model was excellent, meaning that the model fits data. In other words, the data supports this model. The model accounts for 24% of the variance in PPC and 52% in intention to use condoms. So the model captured majority proportion of variance in the data. You can see that there were no significant direct effect of attitudes and subjective norm on intention to use condoms. One, the coefficient, one is 0.001, the other one is 0.11. They were not significant. However, there were significant mediated effects of attitudes and subjective norms. They were mediated through perceived behavior control. Then we estimate the mediated effect. The mediated effect of attitudes on intention measured by non-standardized parameter was negative 0.33, which was statistically significant. The mediated effect of a subjective norm on intended condom use was 0.12, which was significant too. Now, how do we interpret the mediated effect of 0.12? The meaning is that a one-unit change in subjective norm was associated with a 0.12 effect on intention to condom use through the mediator, through the PPC. You may ask why perceived behavior control play a such important role in this theory. We use the Chinese specific culture to explain this. As you know, the Chinese culture is collectivism, and the culture in the United States is individualism. People in collective culture tend to comply with social pressure from their peers. They tend to satisfy themselves to group views, values. As a result, the level of perceived behavior control were determined largely by subjective norm. There are several limitations. The first limitation is that because this is a hidden population, we could not get a representative sample, so the generalizability of our result is quite limited. The second limitation is that this data is based on cross-section study, and all of the association could not be considered as causation. Okay, nevertheless, we conclude that the theory of planned behavior is applicable to predict condom use intention among MVs. The perceived behavior control play a major mediation role for intention to use condoms. Control beliefs about condom use may be a promising focus for prevention efforts among MS, among MVs. So the development of HIV intervention target this population should take the median effect of this variable into consideration. Thanks.
Thank you. from the audience?
Are you considering social network interventions then to deal with the collective aspects of the culture and perceived norms?
Yeah. Actually, when we do the RDS study, their study, the objective of their study was to examine how social network component to influence risk behaviors. Yeah, we have that study. In that study clearly demonstrate both subjective norms and descriptive norms were associated with engagement of risk behaviors.